All right, everybody, we have a special call right now. We're going to be talking with one of the hardest working people for rights and justice for us as a people. Please welcome to the show, Attorney Benjamin Crump. How you holding, team?
Here in Louisville, Kentucky, with Breonna's family, trying to make sure people know about this sham grand jury that Mitch McConnell's, not son-in-law, he's married to Mitch McConnell's niece.
That is true.
Yeah.
So, Attorney Crump.
Yes, sir.
How does this work? Because the Attorney General has something to do with the grand jury. What's the exact situation?
Steve, it's just like any other grand jury where you have the prosecutor and his lawyers are the only one in the jury room except the lay people. So, quite literally, 99.9999% of the time, Steve, the grand jury is going to do exactly what that prosecutor, that attorney general wants them to do.
Is that because when the prosecuting attorney general and the prosecutor are in the room, they're going to lay out the case that best gets the outcome that they want?
Exactly, Steve. It is exactly that. They're giving all the answers, evidence that says to these lay people, these regular people, we are recommending you charge this person with this crime based on this evidence. We feel it is persuasive. We think it's conclusive. We think it's objective. And that's what they say. And the grand jury will do everything that the prosecutor wants them to do. And it happens every day. When little black and brown people come up, they get charged with hardly no evidence at all because the prosecutor said do it. But when it's a police officer charged with killing a person of color, it seems they can never get an indictment.
Attorney Crump, I look at all these situations and oftentimes say to myself, if this was a white woman in her bed with her man and some police officers of any color go in and kill this woman, I have to think that there has to be some type of consequence. Now, if you throw in the fact that this officer were black.
We saw that play out somewhere in Minneapolis when the white woman from Australia was in the dark alley.
Absolutely.
On drugs, and the people called the police on her, and the black officer from Ethiopia shot her. Not only did she get $20 million, but they convicted him and sent him to prison for 15 years.
Yeah.
And so it is night and day when the victim is white. But I do want to say this, Steve, because I think part of what we have to do now in the aftermath of Breonna Taylor's grand jury, but also preserving her legacy, is to educate, engage, and empower our community. And so when we think about this grand jury proceeding, we have to say, what evidence did the Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron present to that grand jury? And did he present any evidence on behalf of Breonna Taylor? And if he did not, Steve, then he unilaterally put his thumb on the scales of justice to help exonerate these killer cops who murdered this black woman in the sanctity of her own home. And he made certain that Breonna wouldn't get her due process, wouldn't get her day in court, and essentially get no justice. And so we are demanding that he release the transcript from the grand jury proceedings so we can see if anybody spoke for Breonna Taylor in that grand jury proceedings, because Steve Harvey, you know, he never mentioned her name on the indictment. The indictment of wanton endangerment was for her white next door neighbors that bullets went into the apartment, not for bullets going into Breonna's apartment, not for bullets going into the black neighbor where a bullet went into her apartment who lived above Breonna, but not even wanton endangerment or murder for the bullets that mutilated Breonna Taylor's body. And so we want to know, what did he present to the grand jury?
Well, the attorney general is, I mean, he's put there, he's handpicked, he's he's gotten in. We clearly know who he is. He spoke at the Republican mentor. National mm-hmm. Convention. Mm-hmm. His mentor is, okay.
McConnell. I mean, Mitch, you know, look. The Big House or the White House?
Okay. So let me ask you this question, Crump, because this is, I'm trying to work this out with so many people. We're having this discussion. The family that received the settlement of $12 million, is anything in this settlement? Now, I know the family's upset. Please know I'm all for the family. I'm trying to figure out, is the Attorney General using this as a, okay, we gave this settlement, so that clears us to move forward how we want to?
See, when we reached that historic landmark settlement last week, which was for $12 million, which was very significant, Steve, because it represented one of the largest amounts ever paid out to a black woman in a wrongful death involving a police shooting in America. Mm-hmm. Because most of the time when they kill black women, they are disrespected and marginalized, and the family may get $1 million if they get anything. So this was a precedent-setting settlement to hopefully raise the value of black women's lives in America, and also to speak to the fact that we have to respect black women like we respect everybody else.
Hold on one second. We'll be right back with more from Attorney Benjamin Crump.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, we're back, and we're having an in-depth discussion. We're talking about the Breonna Taylor situation. What a horrible thing that has happened in this country again. And we're here with Attorney Benjamin Crump.
Steve, especially to Breonna Taylor's mother, who said, more important than the money, I am trying to define the legacy of my daughter.
Yeah.
And in that legacy, she said she wanted to try to prevent future Breonna Taylors from happening. So she insisted that we have systematic reform in this settlement. And so the city of Louisville, I applaud their mayor and their leadership, because they went real sweeping on this reform. And I just give you the bullet points because it could serve as a model for other cities around America in dealing with how we try to prevent this from happening in the future. They, number one, said that they are going to incentivize police officers to live in the cities and the minority communities that they police. They are literally going to pay for housing for the police officers to stay in those neighborhoods, because we know all those examples of Ferguson where you had these white police officers living in other communities and then come and police our people and then go back home to their neighborhood. And their hope, Steve, is that if you know these people, you know your neighbors, you're going to be less apt to shoot first and ask questions later, because you're going to say, oh, no, that's Steve's son, man. I know him. We going to handle this. You know, right. That's Tommy's lady. We ain't going to shoot. We going to work this out, because you know the neighbors, and that's the belief. And if they stay 20 years in that neighborhood, Steve, they will get the ownership of that home. It will be paid for. So they literally said, if you become a police and stay in the neighborhood that you police, Louisville City is going to pay your mortgage. That was quite significant. Number two, they hired 12 social workers to say that every time a police get a call for a mental health crisis or a domestic violence crisis, these social workers are going to go on the call with them, because they're more equipped to deal with interacting with a mental health crisis and trying to de-escalate the situation. And the last thing, they're going to hire an inspector general who is independent of the police department. He doesn't answer to them. He doesn't answer to the state attorney. He answers to the city council, the civilian review board. And every time there's an allegation of excessive force or police shooting, they would issue a public statement whether they believe it was justified or not. Now, this would not be binding on the state attorney because the police officer still has due process whether he goes to jail or not, okay. But it would be a public record.
Okay, Attorney Crump, hang on right there, sir. We got more to talk about this situation. We'll be right back with more with Attorney Benjamin Crump.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we're back with Benjamin Crump visiting the show this morning. We're having an in-depth conversation about the outcome so far with the Breonna Taylor situation. The mm-hmm. question I have is, does this these things that they've come up with here in the city of Louisville, does it supersede the grand jury process, or does it only happen after the grand jury?
Yeah, and Fred, I apologize. I went a long way because I just wanted to talk about those reforms. To answer your question, one has nothing to do with the other. And quite frankly, the civil side is controlled by the mayor and the city council. Whether somebody's going to be arrested and go to jail is completely controlled by the prosecutor. So we know that this had nothing to do with the settlement at all. This was just Daniel Cameron not presenting the evidence. You know, Steve, he kept talking about there was one neighbor who said that he acknowledged the police knocked and announced. And there were, we have 12 other neighbors who live in close proximity to Breonna's apartment who gave recorded statements saying they did not hear.
Yeah, but Crump, that's a lie. That's a complete lie. Mm-hmm. That negates no-knock warrants. That's the reason they have a no-knock warrant, so they don't have to
make any
announcement. So why all of a sudden would they go down there with a no-knock announcement to make the announcement? That's bull crap, man.
And why change the law for that? They changed the law for that.
So, I got a couple of questions to ask.
Okay.
Two. Very quickly, what can we do? What can we do about this?
Can we turn it around?
If everybody in Steve Harvey Nation can join us in demanding that they release that transcript of the grand jury proceedings, because we need transparency, and that will help the FBI and their investigations, because we don't believe Daniel Cameron presented to the grand jury anything about the fact that it was based on a lie. The whole reason they were at Breonna Taylor's apartment in the first place, that probable cause affidavit, Steve, that the lieutenant of the Louisville police had issued out, said that the United States Post Inspector said that she was having packages delivered to her house, where the United States Post Inspector said they didn't say no such a thing, and Breonna had no packages being delivered to her house in 2020. And so that was the basis why the judge signed a no-knock warrant to allow them to bust in Breonna Taylor's house in the first place. So if Daniel Cameron didn't present that evidence, then what did he present, Steve Harvey? That's what we keep saying.
Right, nothing. Okay, Attorney Crump. So we need transparency. You say if we can get these transcripts, that we can then get it to the federal level. My question is this. If it goes to the federal level, are we talking the DOJ, Department of Justice?
Well, we're talking about...
Because if we talking bar, our ass is cooked again.
Well, Steve, hopefully that's why elections matter. I'm so glad you brought that point up. Because if Biden and Harris win the election, then when this goes to the Department of Justice, we will have different attorney general in power. And that's another reason for us to vote on November 2nd.
All right, now, let's talk about this vote, and let's do this real quickly. What's your feeling on the vote climate in our community?
You know, I do, Steve, because of all of these high-profile police shootings. And so right now, Breonna Taylor got people in America real emotional, and so we need them to act on that emotion and go out and vote as if Breonna Taylor was your daughter.
Attorney Crump, if we all get out and vote, we could turn this thing around and we could get justice for Breonna Taylor and a lot of other people.
I thank you so much, Frat. And that is a simple, clear plan that all of us in Black America could do. Go
Absolutely.
Vote, get a better attorney general so we can get justice for Breonna Taylor, we can get justice for George Floyd, we can get justice for Ahmaud Arbery, we can get justice for Jacob Blake Jr. in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Benjamin Crump, everybody.
Thank y'all so much, everybody.
Thank you, Ben. We're going to switch gears here and bring in the nephew for the prank. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.